Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
It's time for us to get into our next segment, which is us talking about our GROW model. Remember, when we want to grow, we read, and we're reading the book of written by Ellen White. It's The Great Hope. And today we're talking about the new earth. It's just the beginning. That's what they tell us. It's just the beginning. Joining us now on the line is Pastor Gregory Sarefo. Good afternoon, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me once more.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. So today we are talking about the new earth. And by the way, I just want to put it out, just give you the image we're talking about, because when we have the conversation with the pastor, you must know what we're talking about here. So imagine a world without pain. Imagine a world without pollution. In South Africa, imagine a world without corruption. Now, universally, imagine a world without death. It's not a utopian fantasy. It's not a pie in the sky. It sounds like it, but it's not. It's God's final promise to us. And so the book we are reading, The Great Hope, ends not with destruction, as many people think we're fatalists. No. It ends with restoration. So if this is what we're headed for or toward, how should it shape our priorities now? Sure, you understand why it's important for us to have this conversation with Pastor Sarefo. Pastor, what does The Great Hope say about life on the new earth?
Yeah, that's a very powerful prelude, and a very fitting one. You know, when we think, all we know is this earth. All we know is the corruption in this world. All we know are the societal ills that surround us, and sometimes to even begin to imagine what surrounds us, it just baffles the human mind. Mm. That's why Paul says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard the things that the Lord has prepared for them that love and look forward to his coming. You know, so this book, Great Hope, tells us that in the new earth, we get into the presence of God. You know, as the redeemed of God are welcomed into the city of God, there will be a great ululation. There will be great celebration. You know, it tells us that you know, when we look at the beauties that will surround us, you know, the Bible tells us that even the child shall lay down with the lion, and you see the lion grazing there with the sheep, and all of these things. It really just paints a picture of a world that is even beyond the human's imagination. In fact, the book goes on to tell us that you know, when we're still on this earth, our lives are filled with sorrow. You know, and as you look around us and we see the dying leaves, as God's people in times past would carry a sacrificial lamb, as they would do these things, they would really see the stain that is upon man's purity. They would see and feel, we see and continue to feel the stain and the stench of sin.
Yeah,
but when we get the new earth,
yeah.
It will be different.
Right.
There will be no more bloodshed, no need to sacrifice any lamb.
Right.
There will be no leave. There will be no sorrow and heartache, and every tear would be wiped off.
Heart. So while that is the ideal, and that's what we are trying to imagine, that does not change the fact that currently we're going through dark times. We're going through tumultuous times, tempestuous times. So give us a word. How can this vision of eternity give us strength during life's darkest moments.
Yeah. I believe we can bounce that off of our conversation from yesterday. You know, that we live in a world where there is so much hardship, there's so much sorrow, there are all of these things that go on. But even as we look forward in hope, we can say with Paul, you know, I press on towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. You know, forgetting all the former things that have happened, things that are happening on this earth. Yes, we go through hardship. Yes, we go through persecution in different ways and different forms, you know, but to live today with hope of tomorrow. I think it is the day before where I referenced a text in the book of Proverbs, where the Bible tells us this, that a living dog is better than a dead lion. You know, as we face hardship and we are enfeebled by hardship, there is hope of victory beyond this, and we know that the hardships that we go through today are not it's not the end. You know, someone once used this illustration and said, as you go through the earth's prophetic movements and times and events that are unfolding, it's like watching a recorded match. When you find maybe a football game or soccer game was played, recorded, and then you got that clip, and then you skipped all the way to the end. You read, you saw the final score. You know that this team A, emerges victorious. So as you go back to now go through the game, as you watch it, and team B scores the first goal, and team B scores the second goal, team A tries to come back. You go through it. You may go through the emotions and the whole roller coaster, but in the back of your mind, you know, you have read, or rather you have watched this game, this clip before, and you know that at the end, team A is the one that emerges victorious. Mm. So, and then now bringing it to this context, in that as you go through life's hardships, as you go through life's emotions, the Bible has already told us these things. I think it is the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 25. Christ says, "Behold, I have told you all these things."
I think we have lost our line to the pastor. Are you still there, Pastor? Pastor, can you hear me? Pastor Sarifu, can you hear me?
Hello?
I can hear you now, Mfundis. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Unfortunately, there's someone trying to call me and it's disrupting the connection.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead, Mfundis. You were still saying.
Yeah. Well, I was quoting the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 25. And the Bible there tells us that after Christ tells them of all the things that will happen, which are pointing to his coming, he says, "I've told you these things." Mm. As if to say, so as they happen, don't be alarmed. Don't be quote unquote, don't be freaked out about it. Why? Because I've told you these things. And the book of John builds on the same idea, still the words of Christ. Right. This world, you will have hardship, you'll have
Somebody's still trying to call the pastor, I see. Somebody's still trying to call the pastor. Right. Well, you still there, Mfundis? Pastor, are you still there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead, Mfundis.
All right. Yeah, I was just saying the book of John, chapter 16, builds on the same idea in the book of Matthew 24, in that it tells us that Christ has overcome. Yes, we'll have persecution. Yes, we'll have hardship. So even as we live through it, as we go through the fields, we go through the events themselves, we know that there is eventual victory.
I don't know. When you were giving the answer, I felt like you're answering even the question I was just about to ask. I was about to ask, oh, what does it mean to live with eternity in view without losing our focus on the present? But your response about the knowing the end of the match and then watching it felt like, unless you want to answer it in a different way, please.
You know, and it really is the one in the same, you know, in
Right.
that we live now, we go through life now,
Right.
we are, but as we live, as we live today, we
Right.
have our eyes fixed on eternity, on that which is to come, on life with Christ. And I think we can still tie it in with what we shared yesterday, that we are of earthly relevance today. As we live, we are waiters, quote unquote. You
Right,
know,
right.
we are waiting for Christ, and we are serving as we wait. So we are not gazing on the coming of Christ and just sitting in idleness and say, really, there's nothing we can do but just wait, you know. But we wait with great anticipation, yet we
Right,
continue
right.
living and ministering today.
Right. So how can we begin to reflect heaven's values in how we treat people, heaven's values in how we treat the environment we live in, and how we treat our own bodies, our own selves?
Yeah, I think that is very, very crucial. That's very important, because in fact there is one Bible author who writes and says, all we have is now to prepare ourselves and our characters for the coming of Christ, because at Christ's coming we will not now have time to it will not be a time to start saying, no, allow me time to repent,
Right.
let me correct my character. The time for preparation of character and heart is now, as we live today. So it is then important that if we know that, and we say to people that we are heirs of the kingdom,
Right.
let each one love today as we live. We cannot say we are truly Adventists and are waiting the return of Christ and are looking forward to get into this eternity, yet
Right.
we treat our brothers and our sisters with disdain and with so much hatred and
Right.
xenophobia, all of these other forms of separation and marginalizing and all of these things. You know, we ought to be united today, so that we show the world that even there, we will all come together, bow down before our God, our Father, not my
Right.
Father, not your Father, but our Father,
Yes.
our common source and goal, you know.
Okay. And finally, Mfundisi, why is hope? Why is hope in the new earth so crucial to the Christian journey?
You know, that's all. That basically sums what the book is all about,
Okay.
the great hope, which is hope in a final and ultimate deliverance,
Right.
a hope of a rescue from this world and of suffering and hardship. So
Right.
therefore, taking our eyes and fixing them on this process, looking unto the blessed hope, hearing of our great God and Savior. I as I read through scripture, I tend to revisit this particular passage of scripture,
Right.
because the Bible does talk of hope. It does talk of possessing this thing called hope. However, I don't hear of it referring to any other hope in anything else as blessed
Yeah.
as it does when it talks of hope, the hope of the coming of our Savior. It says we
Yeah.
are looking for that blessed hope. It is a blessed hope to cling to. It is blessed in that it comes with blessings
Right.
itself.
Right. All right. Got it. Got it. Loud and clear. Beautiful. That's how we're going to end our conversation, Pastor Sadiko. Thank you very much for your time and your insights. Really appreciate it. Have a blessed day today and a blessed Sabbath tomorrow. Thank you, Mfundisi.
Thank you. God bless you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.